Johnson sitting there waiting.
Yes, just a
second. Let me hold it a second.
Yes, sir.
You may have to go in the little room and I may have to step in and take it.
Someone at the there is trying to get her to the phone, Mr. President.
Well, if we are, I'll put it on the phone in the little room.
In the little room?
Yeah, you know where my little private office is when you get... Come in, Howard. How are you? We just...
President.
Yes?
I have it right now.
All right, wait just a second.
Albert, will you sit down?
You poor dear. I read in the paper about you, and I'm so sorry.
Well,
but I know that strain can do more, can affect one physically and as well as just one's spirit and one's heart, and I'm so sorry.
Well, bless your heart, I have to say, I know if anybody understands, you do.
And I bet your smile and your gay manner mean more to the general than anything else, and so I just do hope you're feeling better.
Well, I'm going to, Ms. Johnson, if he's all right, I'm going to be all right. You know, you or yourself. Don't worry about me, I worry about him. I hear that you're having our children down tonight.
Yes, and we're looking forward to it so much.
Yes, well, they were looking forward to coming, too. I was so happy that John could go, that his father was better, so that he could go back.
Well, I've been sort of watching the papers and wondering, but I'm relieved and delighted. That he's going to come. And Miss Eisenhower, I wanted to say this: if the trip back entails the general staying at Walter Reed, or if he's in the hospital here for a while, Lyndon and I would like it so much if you and any members of the family would just make the third floor your home base. We have, you know exactly what the accommodations are up there, and we'd be so glad to just have you just make yourself at home up there and come and go as you please and just be like family folks.
Well, you've just been wonderful, and I just can't tell you what it's meant. That the president put at the disposal of the nurses and the doctors and everything, that the transportation, because that meant so much to me, too. But I think you're awfully sweet to extend an invitation like that, and I deeply appreciate it. Of course, right now, nobody knows anything. And I just don't know things. We just live from day to day.
I know, but each day that passes is a victory.
Oh.
And each day that it just means at least, so I was taught, when I was there, that's a success to get through a day and feel as good or better when it started, because that means you're just building up.
Yes. Well, that's what we're doing, and the weather is perfectly beautiful here.
That's wonderful.
I hope that we try to keep the curtains closed so he can't tell how lovely the golf course might be.
Well, that's good that his spirits make him want to get out there. I'll give you Lyndon, and God bless, and all our... all our good wishes and all our prayers and hopes are with you both, and we look forward so much to seeing your children tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, I know they look forward to being there, and I hope they all have a wonderful time.
Thank
just
you.
Tell them to just,
here he is.
Just pick up the heel.
Ms. Eisenhower?
Good morning, Mr. President.
How are you?
Oh, as long as he's all right, I'm all right.
That's wonderful. I'm going to Texas probably about Friday to try to get a little strength. I want you to tell his people, and any time that he wants to leave there, whenever he wants to be moved, my plane is available to him, and we'll come and get him, and his doctors and all the people that you may want to move. If you should come here, as Bert told you, we'll probably be in Texas, but the cars and the third floor and everything available to you or Milton or John or any of the family anytime you want to, and we just would appreciate so much if you would use them.
Well, aren't you the nicest people ever? You think you're such a
fan. No.
I just as I told Ms. Johnson, I really haven't any idea what we're going to do or how we're going to be in the hospital.
We don't want to bother you with it, but we were going to be away, and you just... You just tell Colonel Schultz or whoever the general's right-hand man is that if he'll give us 24 hours notice that my plane will pick him up. I assume it can get in the airport. I haven't checked that. But anyway, all our facilities are available to him, and I don't want him messing around that little Jetstar when they move him.
Well, I tell you what we had said, we're talking about, that if the children, if we couldn't, you know, be thank you, maybe they could fly down here.
They we'll send them anytime you want to, or if he wants to go to California to get some sun, or whatever your plans are, the Air Force One available to you, except the day that I'll be flying, and I would go another way if he wanted it that day. Just tell him that, tell the colonel to not bother with him, but whenever y'all want to go anywhere, just let us know. Otherwise, we won't be bothering you.
Wonderful. Well, listen, just enjoy that good Texas sunshine for me, will you?
Surely will. We're looking forward to seeing John and his wife tonight.
Yes, good. And they're expecting to, they've been looking forward to it, and I was telling the Johnson, I'm so glad the John was better so that Johnny could go.
Give the general my love.
I will, Mr. President. Thank you very much, both you and Ms. Johnson.
Thank you.